Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We are with Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
Well, looking at what happened yesterday with the launch of New York State's vaccination hotline, it didn't go well.
Yeah, it wasn't smooth, and there's a really good chance that people who are listening to this call now actually experienced the confusion that occurred yesterday when the state, for the first time, opened up distribution to the general public, people 75 years and older, the ability to sign up to be vaccinated. It appears to have had many glitches and did not go well on the first day. County leaders and other local officials on Monday accused Governor Andrew Cuomo's vaccination team of, quote-unquote, fueling chaos and bedlam. His phone banks were overwhelmed, and much of the general public remained confused about when and where they can get shots to protect against COVID-19. People calling the state's hotline numbers to schedule appointments for vaccines also had to wait on hold for hours late Monday, only to have their calls cut off. It was also difficult to get through on phone numbers that the state published for local drugstores and other businesses it said would offer vaccinations. The confusion occurred as the state began to broaden distribution of vaccines to members of the general public. That's the first time this has happened. It's been first responders and people in nursing homes and healthcare workers. Now it's actual people off the street who can sign up for a vaccine. Officials expressed frustration on a conference call that our reporter Brendan Lyons listened into yesterday. What they described as a continuing breakdown in information sharing from the state, a shortage of doses, and overlapping and redundant efforts to vaccinate the first two groups who were already authorized to get the vaccine, including people who are in nursing homes. On a conference call with the governor's office Monday, Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin said the state had nowhere near the supply of vaccine to meet the demand. And he told listeners, our phone lines are melting down. That's a quote. Here's another one. We have people walking in, senior citizens coming in off the street, wondering, how do I sign up? The chaos occurred as the state teachers union sent links to teachers, allowing them, some said, to get a jump on registration. And the county leaders complained that the state was setting up mass distribution centers that conflict with the promise to allow the locals to handle distribution. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan was also on the call. She said local governments have no way of knowing who has been vaccinated and who hasn't. She compared yesterday's launch to the, quote, trying to get tickets to the Super Bowl, unquote, and she noted that there are those who never even had a chance of getting tickets to the Super Bowl. Hopefully day two goes better, and the governor's office promised everybody on the call yesterday we're making every effort they can to improve the process and make it easier for people to get vaccinated.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. Mike, we always appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, thanks, Dave.